You're listening to the International Continent Society podcast. ICS is the leading international multidisciplinary organization for medical professionals working in the field of incontinence. ICS provides the latest scientific and clinical updates to professionals in the field.
Hi, everybody. My name is Shannon Wallace, and I would like to thank you for joining us today for another podcast where we're going to be talking about one of the workshops that's going to be offered this year at ICS in Toronto, which is coming up in September 2023. So I'm very fortunate today to have Dr. Dean Elterman here, who is the chair of one of our great workshops, Novel BPH Therapies, Review of Male LUTS Technologies and Practical Instruction. And so he is here with me today to give sort of an overview of his workshop, talk about who he thinks might be interested in coming to listen and interact and participate. And we'll just have a sort of a general discussion about what we're going to look forward to. And just so that everybody knows, the workshop will be on Wednesday, the 27th of September from 9 to 10:30 a.m. And just like last year, tickets go very quickly. They fill up fast. So you should, as soon as you register for ICS, you should log on and hop into that workshop. So we'll start right away. Thanks so much, Dr. Elterman, for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to join you. Thanks for having me.
All right. And you're not so far away. You're going to be just down the road from ICS this year. You're hosting it in Toronto, where you currently reside. So we're lucky to have a native Canadian from Toronto who's going to be there at ICS and can give us some hotspots for restaurants and where the places to go when we're not in workshops and listening to abstract presentations. Okay, so this workshop was presented last year and got rave reviews. So I just wanted to kind of talk about, you know, why you and your co-speakers thought this was a really important workshop and topic for our ICS members.
Right. So first, I'm very excited to be able to welcome everybody to the ICS in Toronto. And maybe a little bit at the end of the podcast, we can talk about the city and what to expect. You know, the ICS is an international organization focused on many aspects of functional urology and urogynecology. And there's often an emphasis towards female lower urinary tract symptoms and other conditions. But of course, you know, male lower urinary tract symptoms and male LUTS is a big component of what many of us see. And for those who have not been following the space, there has been a emergence of many new technologies for the treatment of enlarged prostates, BPH or benign prostate enlargement. And so, you know, there are a number of us around the world who really try to specialize in this hot topics. And the latest in technology, we're involved in the clinical trials, we're the early adopters of new technology. And I think that the idea of this workshop was really to be able to offer something new for our colleagues, our members of the ICS, with a real focus on male lower urinary tract symptoms and the new treatments that are available. So, you know, in the workshop, we'll be going over a general overview of the workup of male LUTS. We'll take that, of course, from international guidelines. And then we're really moving away from some of the older types of surgeries like transurethral resection of the prostate or TURP. And we're really going to focus on some of the new in-office procedures as well as other operating room-based surgeries. And of course, we'll be able to describe the technologies and also give some tips and tricks from myself and the other excellent international faculty.
That sounds great. So it sounds like you're really presenting, you know, kind of giving some great background and then sort of the cutting edge technologies and sort of new ideas of how to treat these symptoms that's in this space. So who would you say would be sort of a target audience for you and your speakers? Who do you think you'd want to see in the audience or might get something out of the workshop?
Well, I think we would love to see a multidisciplinary group of participants. Pretty much anyone who sees men in their practice and they're interested in urinary symptoms, then of course this is applicable to them. You know, the number one reason why men go to see a urologist, full stop, is BPH and lower urinary tract symptoms, more than prostate cancer, more than kidney stones, etc. And so aside from my very well-respected gynecology and urogynecology colleagues who only see women, you know, I would love to see urologists, nurses, nurse practitioners, pelvic floor physiotherapists, and of course anyone, even gynecologists and urogynecologists who have an interest in male LUTs, because we're really going to address things from the basics in terms of evaluation. And then of course, anyone who has an interest in this field can come and learn about the new technology so that they can pass it along to their colleagues or the patients that they see.
That's great. So it really sounds like when you kind of think about the title, it's not just for the urologists who only really see your male patient population. It could be really for all those people who are kind of involved in the care, whether it's the physical therapists that are going to take care of them, pelvic floor physical therapists that are going to take care of them after their surgeries or after their treatments or before then, as well as sort of the APPs, nurse practitioners, nurses who are, you know, really involved in their care as well. And even myself, I, you know, every now and then when we have urology grand rounds, it's always helpful to have some backgrounds, even though I don't take care of men, but to be able to participate in these discussions. And, you know, I think what's really interesting is we have such an international audience, just like you mentioned. And I'm sure some of these treatments and some of these new kind of cutting edge therapies are not maybe going to be offered in different parts of the world. And so, you know, this is something that will you guys touch on that and how this can be maybe better access or, you know, at least some sort of collaboration between the urologists who have experience with these new treatment options?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is, you know, new technologies get released in different countries around the world at different times. And so, you know, something that I've been using for now 2, 3, 4, 5 years may just be getting launched in Asia or in South America or parts of Europe now. So, you know, our experience can actually help those who are adopting this new technology or who know that it will be coming to their city or their country near them very soon. And so even though some of these technologies have been around, say, in North America for a couple of years, they may actually just have been launched or will be coming very soon to other parts of the world. So even if you don't really have access to it now, or it's just coming onto the market, there's a great opportunity to be an early adopter and to learn about these technologies as they get, you know, unrolled around the world.
Yeah, I think that's a really excellent point. And potentially even people in the audience who may have had a lot of experience with these different technologies may, you know, describe their kind of experiences and what they've seen in their own practices. So it sounds like it's going to be a really great sort of discussion from you guys who are the experts and then potentially people in the audience who may have heard or tried some of these technologies. And then those of the audience members who may have very little familiarity with some of these newer options. So in the last couple of minutes here, any parting words about the workshop, anything you want our audience to kind of take away so that they can quickly go and sign up?
Well, I think this workshop is going to provide a unique opportunity at the ICS for any participant who has an interest in male lower urinary tract symptoms and the treatment of BPH to come and learn really about the newest technologies. This is an area of great growth, and if you don't keep up with the technology, you know, your patients are not going to have access to what could be a less invasive option with less morbidity, faster return to work. And of course, the tips and tricks on how to use these from either patient selection all the way to sort of technical things about, you know, how you hold your hands and how you do it. So we're going to be covering a lot of great technologies that are in-office based, some of the new prostate stents that are just going to be coming onto the market. We'll even have a little bit of a sneak peek about what's coming in the future. And again, myself and my faculty are really expert, and they're going to provide a lot of opportunity, a lot of knowledge. And as with many things in the ICS, it's an open forum. We're colleagues, we're friends, and we really want to make it interactive. Participants should be able to ask questions, give some of their own experience, and we'll really make it a very enriched collaborative workshop for everybody. So I would encourage anyone who has the interest to join us in Toronto.
Yes. And it sounds like it's going to be a really fabulous workshop. I know that last year there were really great feedback and the audience members really, really enjoyed it. I think that you bring up a really good point that it is hard to stay in your practice, even if you're, a nurse practitioner, if you're a nurse, if you're a pelvic floor physical therapist, even if you're a urologist, it's really difficult when you're seeing patients every day, when you're really busy, to stay abreast of kind of the latest technologies and the newest sort of data out there, and really the newest, most minimally invasive, evidence-based approach to these problems. So this is a great way for people to keep up to date, to learn what's coming down the pipeline, to kind of know what they should start to implement in their practice. So I think it's going to be a really great workshop, and we're really excited that it'll only be a few months away. So with that, any words of wisdom for those of us who have never been to Toronto before and are really excited to come?
So as someone who has now lived in Toronto for nearly 15 years, it is a fantastic cosmopolitan city. It is one of the largest cities in North America. It is certainly one of the most multicultural and welcoming cities in the world, as someone who has lived and visited in many other parts of the world. So we are looking forward to having people join us. If your interests lie in the arts, music, culture, there is something for everyone here. So you should look ahead to see what will be happening in the city. Of course, gastronomically, if you have the opportunity, there are many, many restaurants to suit everybody's taste. And it's a very walkable and safe city as well. So wherever you're staying, whatever hotel or whatever your accommodation is, you can absolutely get around very easily. The people are friendly, the streets are clean and safe. And there's a lot that Toronto has to offer. We're on the lake. And in September, the weather should still be lovely. There are islands, there are beaches, and there's just so much to offer. It's really a big city made up of lots of little neighborhoods, especially even in the downtown core. So I'm looking forward to being able to host my friends and colleagues. And I think that everybody who comes will really have a wonderful time here in Toronto.
Yes, it sounds like there's so much to do. You just have to remember to go to some of the workshops and the abstracts, because you'll be having so much fun visiting the city. I know I really want to go to the art museum there, so that's something on my to-do list. But I just want to thank Dr. Alterman so much for joining us today and giving us a little snippet of the workshop that's coming. And just as a reminder, it's on Wednesday, September 27th from 9 to 10:30 a.m., and when you register for your ICS annual meeting, you can then register for the workshop as well. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. And I hope you have a great summer, and we will see you very soon.
International Continence Society podcast. Find out more about the leading organization in multidisciplinary continence research and education at ics.org.